Hey everybody, welcome to the Bad Yogi Podcast with me, Erin Motz. This week we covered all kinds of different things. We kind of touched on so many different parts of the wellness and yoga worlds and where they merge. And yesterday we talked a lot about what it means to listen to our body, and that translates to so many different areas of our life, not just in a yoga practice, but in our fitness and pretty much every other aspect of our lives. And I thought a great follow-up to kind of round out the week and follow up yesterday's conversation was a trust meditation. And so I'm not going to give too much away, but I want you to get comfortable as usual wherever you are, however you can get comfortable. Just relax. Start to relax the shoulders. If you can, close the eyes, close the eyes. And maybe lie down or just get comfortable in any physical shape that you can take now. And I'll give you a couple moments just to relax and tap into your breath a little bit. Just softening through the face. Finding a mental quiet place that you can go. Even when there's sound around you, if you're somewhere where there's a little bit of noise, realize that that's okay. Doesn't have to disrupt that internal quiet that we always have. When it comes to trust, we often struggle with trusting ourselves because we don't feel like we know exactly where to turn in moments when we need a little bit of guidance. But one thing we can always trust is that we know ourselves better than anyone else. Ultimately, we know what we need, what we want, and what we dream of. And I think knowing these simple things is our intuition. And we can hear our intuition when we can access that quiet voice that's always there, but sometimes it's hard to hear. So when you close the eyes and you fall into silence, there's some kind of quiet, knowing voice that's familiar in that space. And that's our intuition. That's where we can put our trust. That's where we can act from. So knowing where to turn when we need answers or guidance doesn't have to be far away. It's actually constantly within our reach. For the next few breaths, just practice being still. Practice being quiet. Practice recognizing that little voice. And gradually start to bring your awareness back, deepening the breath, making small movements if you're totally still, Eventually, let the eyes blink open. Namaste.